建立一个关系。
So if you want to receive the blessing from the Lord, you have to have this relationship.
可是你就会想了，我们现在这个时代怎么样？我们往哪去找亚伯拉罕
？And so nowadays, where do we find Abraham?
但是在这个时代，你要想得到神的祝福，你一定要认识耶稣基督。
But so nowadays, you want to receive the blessing, you have to know Jesus Christ.
因为在现今教会的时代。上帝把所有的亚伯拉罕的祝福都放在耶稣基督的身上。
Nowadays, the church, all those blessings is through Jesus Christ.
所以只有你跟耶稣基督有这个关系，你才能够从神那里领受这些祝福。
In order to receive the blessing, you have to have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
所以认识耶稣呢，是我们跟上帝领受祝福的第一步。
So the first step is to have the relationship with Jesus Christ to receive
the blessing. 我们与耶稣的关系越亲近，我们就越能够享受神的同在。
The closer our relationship with Jesus Christ, and then we'll receive more blessing.
可能我们当中很多人都是基督徒了，我们就想说我已经认识耶稣了。
And many of you said, "I'm already Christian. I already know Jesus."
可能我们有人认识耶稣。好多好多年了。
And many of you have known Jesus for many, many years.
但是关键是说我们生活的这一部分有多少是被耶稣完全掌握的。
But the key point is that our life, how much that is controlled by the Lord.
是不是百分之百我们的生活都是在耶稣的掌握之中
?Is under the Lord's govern 100%?
还是说我们的生活只有百分之五十是交给他管，剩下百分之五十我们要自己掌握的。
Well, only 50% you give to the Lord, the rest of you will control yourself.
弟兄姐妹，当我们把生命交给他越多的时候
，Then when we more willing to give our life to the Lord,
我们就越能够体会与基督同在的那种喜乐。
So we can enjoy have a more joy to be with the Lord.
所以。跟一些个来过美国很久的一些个弟兄姐妹交谈，我们常常有一个共同的认识哈。
We have a similar insight when we share our experience when we come to United States for many years.
来到美国最大的收获是什么
？What is the biggest gain that when we come to United States?
来到美国最大的收获就是认识耶稣。
And the biggest gain actually is to know Christ.
因为我如果没有来到美国的话。我大概不会认识耶稣。
If I did not come to United States, I probably would not know Jesus.
因为我的同学好多在国内的话，几乎没有在国内的没有人信耶稣的。
And a lot of my classmates in China, they did not get a chance to know Jesus.
我可能还在那个大学里教书哈。
And then I may be still teaching in a university.
但我绝对没有机会去接触到福音的。
I would not have an opportunity to receive gospel.
但是我们来到美国之后，我发现我的同学当中所有信主的都是在美国，因为在海外有机会接触到福音。
And then a lot of my friends, my classmates who know Christ because they came to United States.
弟兄姐妹，认识耶稣真好。
And brother and sister, know Jesus is such a blessing.
有没有真心的体会到这句话
？Have you ever really taste that?
认识耶稣。真好
，and know him is so wonderful.
所以我们看到亚伯拉罕的故事的时候
，when we see the story of Abraham，
我们看到他是一个非常有信心的人。
He has a lot of faith.
所以当他面对冲突的时候，他说：“罗德，你去选。
”And so when he facing the conflict, he told Lot, "You choose first."
你选哪一个都行。
You can choose anywhere you want.
那剩下的就是我的。
And whatever left is mine.
因为他相信神的主权超过一切。
But he understands God's
sovereignty
is over everything.
他也相信说神给他的应许是不会落空的。
And he knows that God will never fail his own promises.
所以亚伯拉罕完全可以要自己要先选的嘛。
And so of course Abraham have a right to choose first.
第一个他是家长，对不对
？First of all, he's the uncle.
那么而且他。也是这个上帝应许的这个继承者嘛。
And he's inheritance of God's promises.
但是他为了亲情的缘故，他说：“ 让罗德先选。
Because the relationship, the blood relationship, so he let Lot to choose first.
我们可以想象当时的情景哈。
We can imagine at that time.
当时他们是在伯特利与爱之间的山地。
So they were between Bethel and Ai.
你可能还没有机会到这个以色列去，但是你可以想象哈。
And you can just imagine, even though you've never been there before.
在那个山地上，罗德在那个山地望约旦河谷观看。
And so on the mountain, a road that you can look down there.
那么他把约旦河谷那边的平原是一览无余。
And you can really see the plain of Jordan.
我们特别注意，作者用了两个东西来形容他所看到的。
So the author uses two things, adjective to describe.
那么第十节哈。
And verse 10,
我们看到说它是如同耶和华的园子。
It's almost like the Garden of Eden.
那就是伊甸园咯。
So that is Eden, Garden of Eden.
这个地方这么美。
Wow, that's so beautiful.
但是呢伊甸园没有人见过了。
And but a lot of people never seen the Garden of Eden.
所以后面他又说又像埃及地。
And it's almost like beauty like Egypt.
所以这个他们所有的人都会听得懂的。
And so people really, will understand.
埃及就在不远吗？
And Egypt wasn't that far.
亚伯拉罕刚刚去过。
And Abraham just came from there.
那个地方真是富裕。
And that area is very wealthy.
那么因为当时的这个读者啊他已经没有办法知道那个地是长得什么样子。
And the writer really didn't really know where how that land was.
因为知道说这个地呢是耶和华以后会灭了索多玛跟俄摩拉。
But then that land is going to be destroyed because Sodoma and Gomorrah.
因为神的惩罚临到了这两个城，所以那个地方也变得完全荒凉。
And so because those two places will be destroyed and became desolate.
完全不像原先罗德所看的那个样子。
That's not what the Lot have seen.
所以罗德看到约旦河平原，哇，真好。
And so when Lot see the plain of Jordan, that's beautiful.
所以他就要一定要去那个地方。
So he choose that place.
那我们看到第十节特别讲了三个地方的名字，大家要注意。
So in verse 3, talk about three places.
那么除了索多玛跟俄摩拉，还讲到索尔，对不对？
And so there's Sodom, Gomorrah, and Soar.
这个三个城市在以后罗德的故事中都有作用的。
And so those three places are critical in Lot's story later.
那么其实已经讲到索多玛跟俄摩拉将要被耶和华所灭绝的。
And so talk about that those two cities will be destroyed by the Lord.
但是罗德却是挪移他的帐篷，注意他现在还在住帐篷，跟亚伯拉罕一样。
And just remember that he was still pitching the tent, just like Abraham.
但是他慢慢慢慢的就挪移到帐篷，一直到什么索多玛。
So finally start migrating to Sodom and Gomorrah.
我们知道后来他就不再住帐篷了，到了索多玛里边，他就住房子了。
So that he no longer live in the tent, and he start living the house after he moved over there.
我们注意第十三节这个作者所加的这个注解。
And so in verse 13, let's see what the author says.
索多玛人在耶和华面前罪大恶极。
And then they point out the sin of Sodom in verse 13.
不是一般的罪恶。
It's just not very, common sins.
所以我们知道罗德的选择是极不明智的。
So we know the last choice was extremely unwise.
那么后面故事的发展也证实了如此。
And so that we can tell what happened to the story later.
这里啊罗德跟亚伯拉罕两个人形成了鲜明的对照。
Here there was a huge contrast between Lot and Abraham.
我们看到罗德举目观看，他看见什么？他看见这块肥沃的土地，他抢先占走了。
So what Lot have seen is that this is a beautiful, rich plain of Jordan.
但是第十四节当上帝让亚伯拉罕说你也举目观看的时候。
And so when the Lord tell Abraham to look as well.
是亚伯拉罕是用信心去观看。
But the Abraham to see it through his faith.
因为这个土地是将来上帝要赐给他的。
And this is the promised land that Lord has given to him.
虽然跟那个约旦河平原那块地比，相对贫瘠哈。
And even though the land that Abraham was going to choose is very poor.
但他相信上帝给他的应许。
But he believed God's promise.
所以亚伯拉罕跟罗德就摆在我们面前是两个不同的样式。
So you can see the huge contrast between Lot and Abraham.
一个是凭着信心看见的
，and one is through his faith.
另外一个是凭着眼见所看见的
，and the other one is depending his sight.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天是凭着信心呢，还是凭着眼见呢
？So today, do we see things through our faith?
我们今天看见繁华的、有吸引力的东西。是不是将来神所要给我们的
？Today we will see the things that look very luxury or glorious. Is that something that what God want to give to us?
哦，这是不是我们应用的话，就要我们大家都搬离今天的索多玛呢
？And so is that telling us we need to move away from Sodom and Gomorrah?
所以弟兄姐妹我们讲到应用的时候我们要小心知道怎么去应用圣经的真理。
So we have to be very careful with the application.
啊我的朋友就说了你住在加州啊那个就是今天的索多玛。
And so people say you live in California is the Sodom and Gomorrah.
你不知道吗人家都要搬开加州了吗
?And everybody was leaving California.
你说什么坏的事情都是从你们加州出来的。
All the bad things happened in California.
哎呀加州啊不可救药。
And so they're helpless.
这个是不是说神让我们所有的基督徒都要搬开加州、啊、
So is this God telling the Christian living in California to leave?
那我们住在加州就如当初罗德住在索多玛一样呢
And is the people just like a lot in Sodom?
所以我们要学习怎么样去应用
So we need to learn how to apply.
我们要知道说这是什么样的一个时代哈
？And we really know what generation it is.
那么亚伯拉罕或者生活的是那个族长的时代哈
？And so Abraham lived in the patriarch.
我们现在生活的什么时代
？So what kind of
教会的时代，恩典的时代，对不对
？And is in through grace.
所以我们现在怎么样做呢？我们就是。不要离开教会。
And so the most importantly is that we don't leave church.
因为在现今这个时代，神没有说你要离开这个罪恶的城，每个城都很罪恶，你找到一个干净的地方。
It's very hard to find a city is very clean because every city is very sinful.
因为神的心意是在教会。
But God's heart is in the church.
神的祝福也在教会。
His blessings in the church.
所以呢，你只有在教会里面，你才能够有这个机会，能够更好的去认识神。
So only through church you get an opportunity to really know God.
我前面已经讲过，你想得到神的祝福，你要认识耶稣嘛。
And so before I already talk about, if in order to receive blessing, you have to know Jesus.
但是耶稣现在不在地上，对不对
？But Jesus is not on earth right now.
你怎么会去认识他
？How do you know him?
那么教会就是基督的肢体。
And so, church is the body of Christ.
所以呢，我们的教会生活是不可以缺少。
So we have to have a church life.
所以呢，我们最近也好有这个提倡，我们要有这个请大家加入教会，对不对？成为会员哈。
So we invite people to become a member of church.
So far, 我只有 Melissa 拿了一张表，还没有别人拿表的哈。
And so far, only Melissa took an application.
我请大家加入教会了哈。
I'm really invite you to join as a church member.
我知道你们是爱这个教会的。
I know you love the church.
你们更爱耶稣的。
But you also love Jesus.
加入教会是最好的方式。
Join the church is the best way.
不但告诉你，也告诉别人你爱这个教会。
And besides telling you and also share this with other people.
所以不要离开教会哈。
Do not leave the church.
那么以前有一个神学生的话他是非常热心想要服侍神的哈。
And there was a seminary student was really want to serve the Lord.
那么他到了神学院之后他慢慢才发现啊这个事情没有那么简单啊。
So when he went to seminary school, he realized it was not as simple as he thought.
这个神学生的生活呢做学生嘛生活都是比较辛苦一点。
And as a student, the life was difficult.
没有什么太多的收入还没每个学期都要交学费。
And so did not have a lot of income, and also they have to pay tuition.
不过你要是做这个 这个医学院的学生，你至少还有个盼望，对不对
？And if you're a medical student, you still have a hope.
你将来可以挣大钱。
And you're going to make a lot of money after you graduate.
这个小学生第一开始还是蛮有热情的，他要服侍主哈。
And so there's a student of a seminary student, and in the beginning has a lot of zealous.
他进去之后，他越看越觉得是没有什么希望了，因为这神学生毕业之后，那个薪水也没有多少。
And then he started getting disappointed because he knew that he wasn't going to make a lot of money.
所以最后呢，他就离开了，他就去啊，真的找一份正经的工作。
So later he left the seminary school and decided to find the real job.
那么经过了几十年之后。这个他又回来了。
After a few decades, he came back again.
他回到神学院之后呢，那个 professor, 那个教授呢，还是那个教授哈。
And so he went back to the seminary school and then realized that it was the same professor still teaching.
教授于是就说跟他说，哦，你又回来了，三十年没看见你了。
So the professor said, oh, you're back. I haven't seen you for 30 years.
啊，你三十年在世界上你挣了多少钱呢？
So the professor asked, how much money have you made?
他就说挣了多少钱都不足以我所这个付出的这个亏损呢、啊、真是就没有办法相比。
And I cannot, it doesn't matter how much money I make, it cannot compensate that what I lost us to serve the Lord.
所以跟他同时读书的人人家都毕业了，人家都几十年都服侍神，都是做了很多的、
so,
啊这种啊服侍的工作。
So the student went with him the first time, already graduated and start serving the Lord, has contributed a lot.
所以到他年纪老的时候才发现说，哇，我过了三十年，我挣了多少东西，值得不值得
？Is that really worth it? After 30 years, even though I make a lot of money, is that really worth it?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们真是要好好的珍惜我们能够在主里面。在教会里面这种美好的生活。
So, brother and sister, we need to really treasure the life we have in church.
所以就是像亚伯拉罕那样。
It's just like Abraham.
有一个美好的信心。
Has a wonderful, beautiful faith.
是凭着信心行事。
And it's doing it through the faith.
你看上帝曾经吩咐亚伯拉罕要离开本地本族。和父家的。
And so the Lord to tell Abraham to leave his hometown and leave the country.
所以本地跟本族是很容易离开的。
And the place and the family was easy.
那么相对来说，亚伯拉罕离开家乡乌尔了。
So he left Ur.
但是他没有办法割舍这个他年迈的父亲。还有一个是没有父亲的侄儿。
But he cannot really separate that his elderly father and also his nephew Lot.
所以他严格的说并没有完全离开父家。
So seriously that he did not really leave his entire home.
这个是不太容易做得到的。
It is very difficult to accomplish that.
所以我们知道他离开了乌尔，最后他是在哈兰定居下来。
So he settled in Haran.
因为他的父亲可能没有办法再往前走了。
Because his father was not able to move on anymore.
那么他在哈兰住了好几年的时间。
So he stayed there for quite a few years.
那么直到他的父亲去世。
Until his father passed away.
那么他又带着他的侄，还是带着他的侄儿，他进了迦南。
So he brought Lot to enter Canaan.
那么我们知道他跟罗德的关系。感情是非常的好。
We know that he had a really good relationship with Lot.
那这个时候呢，我们发现罗德也要离他而去了。
But now we realize that Lot want to leave him as well.
他花了好长的时间才完全做到了神给他的要求，要离开父家。
And so he spent really making a great effort to leave his hometown.
那么这个时候，除了撒拉之外，他的身边。一个家里的人都没有。
So besides Sarah, there was no more relative with them.
但是这时候亚伯拉罕年纪也慢慢大了。
And now Abraham was getting older.
而且他没有孩子。
And he was barren.
那我们知道，当罗德离开他的时候，他的心情是怎么样？
And
应该是可以想象。
So you can imagine how he felt when Lot decided to leave.
他的心情是非常失落的。
I'm sure that he was disappointed.
他这个时候。 为什么我们就看第十四节，上帝特别的再一次对亚伯拉罕。
And so in verse 14, then we see what the Lord has given that he's a blessing.
再一次的跟他确认说，我给你的应许。
And to confirm the promise that he gave it to Abraham.
这是给亚伯拉罕带来的一个很大的安慰。
That brought a lot of comfort to Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕就在那个地方按照神所告诉他的，他就从那个地方一直走到了希伯伦。
So Abraham and said, to go all the way to Hebron.
那么他在希伯伦就又建了一座坛。
He set up an altar in Hebron.
那么他是这是他在希伯伦啊，这是他在整个迦南地建的第三座坛了。
So this is the third altar that he has built in Canaan.
建坛的目的是什么？在这里献祭。
And what is the purpose is to offer?
在这里求告神。
And to ask God.
我们看到亚伯拉罕，他回到迦南地，在第四节他已经开始献祭，在那个坛上献祭来求告神的名。
So he offered the sacrifice when he returned to Canaan.
所以尽管他在有生之年可能看不到神给他很多的应许。
Even during his lifetime, he probably did not see the promise.
但他依然去敬拜这个神。
But he continued to worship the Lord.
因为这是神要召他来迦南地的目的。
And that was the purpose that God called him out and to Canaan.
所以弟兄姐妹，你想得到上帝的祝福吗？
Do you want to receive God's blessing?
所以我们要想得到上帝的祝福啊，就要知道上帝的作为。
In order for you to know, God's blessing, you have to know how God works.
美国有一个著名的牧师哈。
There's a very famous pastor in the United States.
他的名字叫 John Piper, 我想你们很多人也听说过。
And a lot of you probably heard John Piper.
那 John Piper 牧师曾经就说过，他说呢，上帝在你的生命中可能做了一万件事。
And so John Piper said this one, God may have done 10,000 things in your life.
但是呢，可能你就知道他只做了三件。
But you might be aware only three things.
然后就那三件事情他做的吧，你就觉得说他是怎么搞的，这是好像这事情他做的莫名其妙的。
And sometimes those three things for you is inexplainable.
这就是我们每个人来到神的面前呢，我们其实都是蒙了神很多的祝福。
And then when we come before the Lord, we have received a lot of blessing from him.
但是很多的时候我们不晓得神的作为是什么。
But we have no idea how God's working.
所以我们今天讲到怎么得到神的祝福呢，我们要认识耶稣，要加入教会。
So in order to understand God's blessing, we really need to know him and join the church.
因为这是预备我们将来要领受神那更大的祝福。
So that's the means that how we can receive more blessing from the Lord.
要想得到神的祝福，我们必须像亚伯拉罕那样凭着信心行事。
So in order to receive the blessing from God, you have to act by faith.
不是凭着眼见的，
and not by sight.
乃是凭着信心，
is act by faith.
上帝巴不得把他所有的福气都赐给我们。
And God is eager to give all his blessing to us.
只要我们愿意接受的话，
As long we are willing to accept.
所有的福气在耶稣基督里都已经为我们预备好。
And all the blessings are in Jesus Christ have been prepared.
所以我们必须要将耶稣放在我们生命中的第一位。
So we have to put Jesus in our heart as a number one.
我们的生命一切由神来掌管。
And let God control everything.
上帝所赐给我们的远远超过我们所思所想。
God has given us more that we can ever imagine.
不容易啊，弟兄姐妹，很多时候我们遇到现实的情况下，我们真的很难做得到。
So it is very difficult because in reality it's hard to do that.
那么遇到小事的时候，我们常常说，哎呀，这个事情太小了，不用麻烦了。
With a trivial thing, we say, God, no bother.
这么小的事情还要麻烦上帝去，那就我自己搞定就可以。
So little things, we just say, no, I will take care of it.
那么遇到大事的时候，我们也说了，哎呀，这个事情那么大，我要交给神的话，我完全不管，那哪成啊？
So with major things, we say, oh, that is too big. We don't trust the Lord.
所以呢，我们甭管大事小事，都抓在自己的手里面。
So no matter trivial things or big things, we are controlled by ourselves.
所以我们求神帮助是只有什么？只有我们搞砸了的时候啊。
Only when we ask God's help is when we messed up.
那砸锅的时候，我们就说，哎呀，没办法了，搞不定了，主啊，求你赶快来帮我。
So when we messed up, then we decide, so God, please help me.
所以我们呀，要学习怎么样去凡事求告主。
So we need,
凡事来呀，交托主。
So we need to learn that everything we ask the Lord.
比如说我们不好找工作的时候。
And for example, choosing a career is hard to find a job.
那个经济萧条的时候。
When the economy is bad.
没有身份，没有工作经验，很难找工作时，我们来求主啊，我们来求主帮助哈。
And so then when we don't have the permanent residence, that we ask God's help.
那么当经济很好找工作的时候，你又有经验又有什么，很多公司都来请你的时候。
And when the economy is good, that is easy to find job, and a lot of company want to hire you.
你还是要求告主。
But you also need to ask the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹，无论什么样的情况，我们都要求告主。
So in every situation, we need to ask the Lord.
所以呢，这个是我们得到神祝福的一个诀窍。
And so this is a critical, key points of how we can receive God's blessing.
那我以前在公司工作的时候，有一个老板呢，他就是一个很有信心的人。
And when I was working in a company, that my boss was very, has a lot of faith.
那你们都知道制药公司做药嘛，哈？
And you know,
我们有很多的大公司，有很多的项目。
And so the pharmaceutical company has a lot of, projects.
那么很多人常常跟我抱怨说这药啊太贵了。
And people ask me, very often complain to me that those medications are so expensive.
你们制药怎么东西卖得那么贵哈？
And why you guys charge so much?
你是不知道，你知道你有十个项目的话，不一定有一个项目能做出来药。
And so sometimes very often there's maybe a 10 project, but there's only one project can be successful.
所以你要在公司里真的在你的手下能做出一个药来，你大概可以吃一辈子的。
And so if there's one medication that you can get it done, that you can be successful and earning.
所以谁不想能够做出一个药来哈。
And so everybody who want to really make one medication.
所以看到好的这样有希望的项目，大家都抢。
So there are some projects a lot more, more promising, and everybody is fighting to the opportunity to work on it.
所以呢，但是其中有一个老板，人家就是非常镇定，就说：“哦，你们都拿吧，大家你们想拿哪一个啊？最后剩下那个是我的。
”And so there's a one manager that said, "Okay, you guys go ahead fight whatever you want, and whatever left, I will take it over."
所以呢，大家赶快挑啊，这个最有希望，那个最有希望，就去啊做研究。
So everybody was picking what they wanted.
那过了几年之后回来一看，其他的项目全死了。
And then a few years later, they found out all those projects all fail.
人家最后拿着这个项目那个东西，你还做的还生生火火的。
And the person who chose what the leftover is doing very well.
所以弟兄姐妹啊，我们要学习。这种在神面前的信心。
And we need to learn the faith in front of God.
我们是否也可以效法像亚伯拉罕那样靠着信心的形式
？Can we follow what Abraham did?
所以，愿我们大家所追求的都是那个最美好的。
So how we are seeking is the most wonderful, beautiful thing.
凡事求告主。
Everything we ask the Lord.
凡事交托主。
And everything we submit to the Lord.
所以亚伯拉罕与罗德的这个故事给我们了一个很好的启示。
And so there's a great teaching, learning points from Lot and Abraham.
只有凭着信心行事，方能得上帝的祝福。
Only act, through faith, then can receive the blessing from the Lord.
所以在基督里面，上帝把所有的一切的福气都赐给我们。
In Christ Jesus, I mean, has given all the blessings through Christ.
都是等待着我们去领取。
And waiting for us to receive.
但是在我这个世界生活，我们现在面临的挑战是越来越不容易能做到这一点。
There's more and more challenges on earth right now.
大家我不知道有没有听说过一个华人很著名的在美国的运动员啊
？And so I don't know. Have you heard this very famous athlete in United States?
张德培。
Michael Chan.
大家听说过哈
？So you probably know.
张德培。 那么最近是林书豪是最近的嘛？张德培是90年代打网球的哈。
And so he's he was very famous 20 years ago because he was a tennis player.
我有一次在Irvine那边吃饭就看见他哈。
And one time I saw him in Irvine.
Yeah, 他带着他太太还有孩子去南加州去探亲访友的话。
And he was visiting relatives in Southern California with his wife and children.
好像他个子不是很高的哈。
And he wasn't very tall.
那么他是个很好的基督徒。
He was a very faithful Christian.
当他16岁那年他打网球就很出色的。
And so he became very successful in playing tennis when he was only 16.
那么有记者就采访他说问他生活上面的情况。
And so the reporter interviewed him asking how he was doing.
所以他就说他16岁的话他不会随随便便跟人家有性生活的。
He said he wasn't going to have any kind of sexual relationship with other people.
因为他是一个他说他是基督徒。
Because he's a Christian.
他说他要等上帝给他预备的将来的那一位。
He want to wait until God prepare his future spouse.
他要等到结婚的时候他才可以这样做。
And he will only have that relationship with his future wife.
他真是这样做的。
And he did it.
所以他等了20年。
He waited for 20 years.
到他36岁的时候
until he was 36.
他遇到他一个合适的人他们结婚的时候他才是这样子。
And so he met his wife when he was 36, and then that's how they...
所以弟兄姐妹知道非常不容易的对于一个在美国长大的年轻人去这样做。
So that's very, very unusual for someone who grew up in this country.
而且到现在如果这样越来越困难。
And even nowadays, getting more and more difficult.
因为挑战非常的大。
Because challenge is huge.
非常不容易。
It's very difficult.
但是我们也看到神怎么样去祝福这个年轻人跟他的家庭。
But we know that God has really blessed this young man.
因为神的应许是现实的。
Because his promise can be realized.
按照神的应许去做是蒙福的。
To do it, through his promise.
那么最近我们也有一个歌星啊。也是个基督徒来的。
And so there's a singer that's also a Christian.
你们可能大部分人没听说过他名字。
You probably never heard of he or her.
他是加拿大人，他名字叫 Justin Bieber.
Okay, he's a Canadian.
听说过吗
？Justin Bieber, yeah.
Yeah. 但是你知道他怎么？他是基督徒，他们全家人都是基督徒。
He's a Christian, or his family is a Christian.
但是你在这个生活的圈子里，他就我们看到他。他就妥协了很多。
But in his entertainment world, he compromised.
以至于他的生活、他的事业都遇到了很多的问题。
So in all his life, his career met a lot of difficulties.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们按照神给我们的应许，按照神告诉我们的方式去生活。
And so we should live according to God's promise and His way.
神给我们的都是美好的祝福。
Whatever He gives to us is the best.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们再一次来到你的面前。
And dear Heavenly Father, let's come before you.
我们感谢你借着亚伯拉罕的故事所启示我们。
And thank you to reveal the lesson through Abraham.
让我们珍惜我们这个美好的机会。
And let's really treasure all the opportunities we have.
我们得以认识你的儿子。我们的救主耶稣基督。
So we know your son, the Savior Jesus Christ.
愿意我们将我们的生命交在主的手中。
We continue to pour our life in front of you.
凡事求告主，凡事交托主。
In everything we ask you and also submit our life to you.
愿你的福气临到我们的身上。
So your blessing will come to us.
也临到我们的子孙后代身上。
And all our descendants as well.
我们谢谢你给我们的应许。
We want to thank you for all your promises.
愿主你祝福所听到这福音美好消息的人。
And bless all those people who hear the gospels.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.